Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 108 of Marketing Mantra. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. This episode is a part of our When Marketing Fails segment, where we take a deep dive into the captivating world of marketing disasters and uncover the valuable lessons they have to offer. In this episode, we take a look at Crystal Pepsi, a product that seemed destined for greatness, but ended up as a cautionary tale in the world of marketing. Join me as we uncover why this clear cola experiment by Pepsi ended in failure. Our story begins in the early 1990s, a time when the cola wars between Coca-Cola and Pepsi were at their peak. This rivalry went far beyond just clever advertising campaigns and celebrity endorsements. Both companies constantly sought to outdo each other by creating unique and innovative products. They even participated in what was humorously dubbed as the space race between Coke and Pepsi.
Boost to ignition and liftoff.
When the shuttle Challenger blasts off tomorrow, it will begin a new space race. On board will be two specially designed soft drink cans, one from Coke, the other from Pepsi, allowing astronauts to drink a carbonated beverage in the weightlessness of space for the first time.
It's the cola wars in action.
The supermarket shelf is the front line in the cola war. Pepsi and Coke slugging it out in the world's longest running business battle.
It was in this backdrop that PepsiCo decided to launch something bold and innovative. A clear cola. Enter Crystal Pepsi, a clear caffeine-free cola that promised a fresh, new taste experience. Crystal Pepsi represented purity, clarity, and a break from the norm. It was launched with much fanfare in 1992, and people couldn't help but be excited. The marketing of Crystal Pepsi was nothing short of a phenomenon. Imagine it like this. You're at a carnival, and a talented magician promises you a spectacular trick. He unveils a mysterious box, and you're captivated by the anticipation of what's inside. That's how Crystal Pepsi was marketed, a magical, game-changing beverage. The advertisements showed clear, pristine landscapes, and the soda's transparency was meant to symbolize a refreshing departure from the ordinary. They even got the rock band Van Halen to endorse it, and Super Bowl commercials featured the product prominently. Crystal Pepsi was said to be the drink of the future. If you're a Van Halen fan, the ad I'm going to play now will strike a familiar chord with you and transport you back to the hard rock era. That song you just heard is Right Now by Van Halen, and it was used in Crystal Pepsi commercials between 1992 and 1993. Here's an interesting fact about that. The lead guitarist and legendary guitar icon Eddie Van Halen agreed to license the song to PepsiCo because he knew that if he did not, the company would hire studio musicians to record a cover of the song. Later on, the band would end up receiving significant backlash for that decision. To build more anticipation for the launch of Crystal Pepsi, PepsiCo invested around $40 million in marketing and promotion for the product, which was an astronomical sum at the time. The projections were equally grandiose. PepsiCo had projected that Crystal Pepsi would capture a 2% share of the carbonated soft drink market within 2 years of its launch. To put this into perspective, that would equate to about $500 million in sales annually. When Crystal Pepsi finally hit the market in 1992, the initial response was positive. The novelty factor and hype around the product helped Crystal Pepsi rake in nearly $500 million in its first year. But the following year, the sales figures revealed a stark truth. The novelty had worn off and sales declined by over 50%. it fell way short of the $500 million sales projection set by Pepsi. As sales continued to decline and the disappointment grew, PepsiCo was forced to discontinue Crystal Pepsi. The primary reason for Crystal Pepsi's downfall was the taste discrepancy. Consumers expected a unique and refreshing flavor due to its clear appearance, but it tasted very similar to regular Pepsi. They couldn't quite reconcile the clear appearance with the familiar cola taste. In essence, the product didn't quite deliver on its promise of a unique taste experience. Let me play you a short clip of a flavor test BuzzFeed did on Crystal Pepsi when it was briefly brought back to the market a few years ago. You can clearly sense the disappointment and confusion that people feel when they try this product for the first time.
It's messing with my brain. I don't know, my eyes and my taste buds like are not connecting on this.
Yeah, it like tastes like cola candy smells.
It's like Pepsi trying to be Sprite if you take out all the like limes and lemons.
The other reason for Crystal Pepsi's failure was consumer skepticism. Clear colas were a relatively new concept at the time, and consumers were skeptical about the safety and authenticity of Crystal Pepsi. Some questioned whether it was just a marketing gimmick rather than a genuinely innovative product. On top of that, the production cost for Crystal Pepsi was much higher than that of traditional colas due to the extra steps involved to make it clear. These increased costs affected its profitability. Now, here are some of the key lessons we as marketers can obtain from the failure of Crystal Pepsi. The first one is to always deliver on your promises. Crystal Pepsi's failure was mainly due to the disconnect between its marketing promises and the actual product. Marketers should always ensure that their messaging aligns with the product's attributes and benefits to avoid disappointing customers. Second, have a clear product differentiation. If you're introducing a new product, it must offer a distinct and compelling reasons for consumers to choose it over existing options. Crystal Pepsi failed to differentiate itself adequately from regular colas like Pepsi and Coke in terms of taste. This lack of taste differentiation played a huge role in Crystal Pepsi's failure. Third, be aware of cultural and market trends. The clear soda trend of the early 90s was relatively short-lived. This trend was partly influenced by the perception that clear beverages were somehow healthier or more modern. What may have seemed like a novel and innovative concept at the time turned out to be a passing fad. Marketers should always consider the longevity of their product's appeal, and in the case of Crystal Pepsi, the appeal of a clear cola was relatively shallow, and it failed to resonate with consumers in the long run. So there you have it, the story of Crystal Pepsi, a drink that promised to change the soda game but couldn't quite deliver the goods. It reminds us that marketing can create hype, but the product's quality and alignment with marketing promises are the keys to success. That wraps up this episode. If you enjoyed this episode of Marketing Mantra, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your preferred podcast platform. We'll be back soon with more stories of marketing disasters in our When Marketing Fails segment. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back very soon.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.